Of Torah Lamed Hey and Likutei Moran Chelek Aleph. We're up to paragraph Hey. In our Likutei Moran, it's page 113, the right hand column, two lines up from the bottom of the page. So far, Rabbeinu Zal, in this chapter in Likutei Moran, spoke about the fact that the word tshuva means to return something to its origin. And Rabbeinu Zal emphasized that the origin of everything is Chachma. Kulam b'chachma asisa. And when the Torah says Bereishis Bora Elokim, Reishis is Chachma, Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. So the fact that the beginning of everything is Chachma, and to restore everything, to return everything back to the beginning means to return it to Chachma, means that a person has to see to it, to work on their Seichel, to work on their mind a lot. And Rabbeinu Zal warned specifically to be careful about Sichlios Chitzonius, about outside types of sechel, sichlium that are outside the Torah. And those could be in several different forms. It could be things that are against the Torah. For example, we know that Rabbeinu Zal emphasizes many times that if you wanted to summarize the whole Torah in one word, the best word to use is emunah. Because the Gemara says at the end of Makkos that each one of the tzaddikim tried to give a short synopsis of the Torah. And one broke it down to so many mitzvahs, one broke it down to less mitzvahs. And then the Gemara says, finally, bo Chavakuk vehemidon alachas emunah. The Chavakuk Hanavi came along and he said that the whole Torah could be summarized in one mitzvah, emunah. And he quoted the pasuk, v'tzadik be'emunosa yichyeh, that a tzaddik lives with emunah, which means emunah is enough to live on in a sense. That summarizes the whole Torah, and we quoted many times the pasuk kol mitzvoisecho emunah, that the summary of all the mitzvois is emunah, which means that if the whole Torah is emunah, then certainly the most negative item is the opposite of emunah. Those types of wisdoms which weaken emunah or challenge emunah, the type of philosophical learning which threatens and weakens a person's emunah, that certainly is something that a person has to stay very far away from. That's one type of sechel chitzoin, or chachmois chitzoinius, that the Gemara talks about and other svarim talk about. And so too, it could refer to other types of chachmois, which a person has no use for, no need for, and they take up space in a person's brain. Rabbeinu Zal showed how because of the fact that these chachmois are not holy, they're not above the concept of space, but rather they do take up space. And whatever space they take up, they rob the person from having room for sechel dikdusha, Torah, and other things like that. Not only that, that's bad enough, but Rabbeinu Zal says you should know that it's the mind that feeds the heart. It's the sechel, the wisdom and knowledge that a person takes into their mind, on which basis a person's personality is built on, and a person's midos, a person's qualities and nature and characteristics and personality is all built on what they get from the mind. It starts from chachma and then goes down to bina, which is the heart. And therefore, Rabbeinu Zal says, again, that if a person takes chachmois chitzonius into their mind, they should know that that's going to be the beginning of midos rois and taivos rois, because those things need a foundation to be built on. Chochma digdusha, the wisdom of Torah or holy wisdom that's in a person's brain, cannot serve as a foundation for these midos rois and taivos rois. But if a person takes the wrong types of chochmas into their head, on that can be built the taivos rois and midos rois. And Rabbeinu Zal compares it to the statement in the Gemara about the angel Gavriel coming down and sticking something into the ocean, and on that was built the city of Rome. Rabbeinu Zal shows the connection. Then Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say that that's one step, that's one important thing, being careful and particular about what you allow into your brain. That's number one. Number two, Rabbeinu Zal says, even a person who already is careful only to allow the right things into their brain, even that person has to see to it to be mechadesh the sechel constantly, not to allow it to become stale. Because we know that there are certain things that could start out tasting delicious and looking appetizing, and yet you leave it around for a day or two outside, and number one, it turns ugly, it loses its freshness and its smell, its delicious aroma, and its delicious appearance, and its delicious taste. And then if you leave it outside a little bit longer, it spoils, it rots, and it develops a stench, and it's of no use at all, it stinks. And here Rabbeinu Zal says the same thing is with a person's brain. The brain requires his chatshus. Even when there's sechel dikdush in it, it requires his chatshus. And he says, because just as we said that Maisa Bereshis is an inyan of Chachma, Reishis Chachma, and about Maisa Bereshis it says, Uvetuvoi Mechadesh B'chol Yom Tamid Maase Bereshis, Hashem implies that this thing called Bereshis, which is Chachma, requires Chidush. It has to constantly be refreshed and renewed. Then Rabbi Nazar went on to say, how is this done? How is this accomplished? One of the ways is through sleep. When a person goes to sleep, usually the time they're going to sleep, the brain is tired, and then the act of sleep itself refreshes the moichin. Then Rabbi Nazar went on to say that you should know there isn't just one type of sleep, what we call sleep, but rather there are other things that are also called sleep relative to what a person's state of being awake is, which means, for instance, those Talmidei Chachamim, those great tzaddikim, who, when they're awake, in quotes, they are super dovuk to Hashem, which means their concentration is focused and concentrated. Again, the difference between one person davening and another person davening. One person's davening, and if you could look at their brain with a microscope, you would note that 0.0001 of their brain is focused on the tefillah. And the other 99.999% is thinking thousands of other thoughts. And if it's not consciously thinking those thoughts, it's subconsciously filled with worries and fears and complaints and anger and joy and thinking about the future and thinking about the past, or people thinking about what's around them. It's too hot in the room, too cold, my belt is too tight, my jacket, this one's looking at me. All of those billions of other things where the mind is dispersed, the concentration is dispersed. Whereas by tzaddikim, they're capable of tying it all together and focusing all their attention on Hashem only. And that's tiring. When a person does that for a long time, just like we know when a person does any lahavdil, any concentrated work, begashmias, they get more tired more quickly than if they're doing light kind of work. These tzaddikim who crank up their brains to such a level of precision and perfection and strength, where during their state of being awake, they're super dovuk Hashem, for them, learning Gemara, learning Pashtei Oraisa, as Rabbi Nazar calls it, is a breather. It's a relaxer. That's sleep. That's their form of resting from the super dvekus Hashem, which to them is considered being really awake and really in action. This is what we discussed so far. Now we continue from paragraph Hey. Rabbi Nazar says, V'ikar ha-moichin shemekabla, and Rabbi Nazar called, when a person goes to sleep and the brain is nischadesh, the moichin on nischadesh, Rabbi Nazar said, the moichin enter into emuna. The person's brain enters into a place called emuna. The pasuk says, v'emunascha balelois, which implies that at nighttime, which is the normal time for sleeping, that's when the emuna is what's in the air. And a person who's resting is mayach, the mayach rests, goes down to this level of emuna and receives a hischachus there. Chadoshim labkorim rabo emunasecha. Rabbi Nazar brought many psukim to prove this. Now Rabbi Nazar says, v'ikar ha-moichin shemekablim al yedei ho-emuna, Ein mekablin elo meoir haponim. This refreshing of the brain that's received at nighttime or at any time that a person goes into this concept of shena, which is called emuna. Emuna alone isn't enough either. You have to have emuna plus oir haponim, plus kaviochel, the light of the face of Hashem. Kemo shekosu, as the pasuk says, ba'oir penei melech chayim. Rabbi Nazar explains this pasuk now. Chayim heim hamoichin. The word chayim, life, refers to the brain. Kama shekosuv hachochmo techaye. Wisdom gives a person life. So the word chayim refers to the moichin. Mekablim me'oir haponim. They must receive from the oir penei, from the oir haponim, derech ho'emuna, via emuna hanikro malchus, which is called melech. Ba'oir penei, melech, chayim. This pasuk refers to three things. That the chayim, which is the mayach, the brain, must receive via the melech, which is emuna, the oir haponim. That's what it needs to receive. And that's what refreshes it. It's the combination of emuna plus oir haponim, which is what refreshes the brain. Rabbi Nazar says now, derech emuna hanikra malchus, via the emuna, which is called malchus, Shehu Bechinas Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is also a concept of Malchus and Emunah. Kamay Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, Umalki Tzedek Melech Sholem. Malki Tzedek was called Melech Sholem. V'targumoy Malko de Yerushalayim, the King of Yerushalayim. So we see that Yerushalayim is called Malchus, Malki Tzedek Melech. So we see Yerushalayim is Malchus, number one. Number two, V'hi Bechinas Emunah. And we know that Yerushalayim is also referred to as the city of faith, the city of trustworthiness. Kama Shekosuv, Ir HaTzedek Kiryo Ne'emona, the city of justice, the city of trustworthiness. So we see that Yerushalayim is Malchus, Yerushalayim is Emunah. V'hi Bechinas Laila, and it's also the concept of night. That Emunah is a concept of night. Rabbi Nizal is giving us a whole list of items that are all one and the same. Nighttime, Emunah, Malchus, Yerushalayim, these all represent, they're all on one line. They all represent the same item. V'hi bechinas pashtei oraisa. And this also represents the simple portion of the Torah. That's also a concept of Emunah, nighttime. Malchus, kama shekosu b'machshakim hoishivani. As the Gemara says, that when Moshe Rabbeinu went to heaven, at night time, he rested up. Hoishivani means, I was restored. How was he restored? By learning Talmud Bavli. Uchsiv v'lachoshech korolaylo. Hashem called darkness night. So darkness is again a concept of Malchus, Emunah, Yerushalayim. V'hu bechinas moer hakoton. And that's also called the small lantern, the moon, which is called the Moir HaKoton, Kemoy Shekosov, as the Pasuk says, in Koheles, Ir Ktana, there was a small city, Va'ola B'chocham, etc., etc. And the Zohar HaKodesh says that that Ir Ktana refers to this sphere of Malchus, the moon, which compared to the sun is called a Moir HaKoton, a small lantern. So Rabbeinu Zal here mentioned to us a whole series of items that are all one in the same. Shena, Emunah, Malchus, Laila, Choshech, Yerushalayim, they are all one item, and they are the place where the Meichinon is Chadesh, and they only via the Oyer Haponim. When receiving the Oyer Haponim of Hashem via Emunah, then the Meichin receive a Hischadshus. This is intangible. In a minute, we'll make it very tangible. We'll talk very straight. Both. The physical city of Yerushalayim represents Malchus. Ir David. David HaMelech is the symbol of the Malchus of Hashem, and David HaMelech established his Malchus in Yerushalayim. The word Yerushalayim is also Yira Sholem, Shlemus HaYira. What is Shlemus HaYira? Malchus, government. The Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, Il Mole Moiro Shel Malchus, Ish Esrei Chayim Beloi. If not for the fear of government, people would swallow each other up alive. So Yerushalayim is Malchus. Now Rabbi Nizal says, again, this is all concepts. We'll see soon how Rabbi Nizal will bring this more tangible, and Rabbi Nosson Zal especially will show us how we do this every day. Rabbi Nizal says, Gam yesh kamo bechinois b'sheina. There are also several different forms of Shena. So far we spoke about two, what's called sleep. I'm sorry? Oh, we skipped some. I'm sorry. We're still at the end of paragraph Hey. V'yesh kamo bechinois b'oyer haponim. Rabbi Nizal says there are several different things that represent this oyer haponim that we mentioned here, which is part of what you need to get a hischadshus for the brain. Kiyesh mekablim hasechel mi'oyer haponim shel haTorah. There are those who receive a hischadshus of their sechel from the oyer haponim of the Torah. The Torah itself gives off an oyer haponim, a light that comes from its face. Ki shivim ponim la Torah, because there is an expression that the Torah has 70 faces, 70 interpretations, 70 different rays of light that emanate from the Torah. So that's one source. Now again, on a physical level, we have what the Arizal says, that one of the main reasons why we do Hagbah for the Sefer Torah in the shul is because the Torah, the letters themselves give off a certain light. The Gemara says that there's a pasuk in Novi which says, Hashem says, Halavai oisi azovu v'toirosi shamoru. Hashem says, if the Jews would only leave me, forsake me, and hold on to the Torah, I'd be happy. Why? The Gemara says, Shemo'er Sheba Machziron Lamutov, because the light of the Torah would return the Jews to good. So we see that the Torah has this mo'er, a light, an oyer haponim of its own, which is a reflection of the light of Hashem's face, kaviyochel. So that's one source of drawing this oyer haponim, direct from the Torah itself. V'yesh mekablim me'oyer p'nei hatzadikim. And there are those who receive this oyer haponim from the light of the face of tzadikim. And again, this could refer to physically looking in their faces, or it could refer to spiritually, a person receiving wisdom, light, the wisdom of a person is the shine on their face. A person receiving wisdom from the tzaddik, that's oyer haponim. He's getting this oyer haponim. When the tzaddik shows a person a happy face, a hiskarvus, a warmth. In other words, again, by the tzaddik, sometimes his face is closed, the oyer haponim is locked up, it's covered up, he shows the person either an angry face or a cold face, and sometimes it's a warm face. The Gemara in Tainus, here the Mefarshim point us to the Gemara in Tainus, where the Gemara over there talks about this concept of a Talmud sometimes not succeeding in learning because his Rebbe is not masber loyponim. And the Gemara says, what should he do if that happens? He should get his friends to speak to the Rebbe on his behalf, you know, to try to warm up the Rebbe to him, to let the Rebbe know how much he wants to learn, etc. But the Gemara mentions this concept of masber loyponim, the tzaddik showing the person a warm face. That's when the person's receiving this oyer upon him that way. Azai mekabel sechel chodosh uneshama chadosha. When the tzaddik shows the person a hezber upon him, the person actually receives a hischachus of sechel and a new neshama. Ki ikra sechel me oyer haponim, because the main place of the sechel comes from the oyer haponim, kama shekosuv chochmas odom toyer ponov, that the wisdom of a person shines on his face. So one person receives it from the oyer haponim of tzadikim, another person receives it from the oyer haponim of the Torah, but in any case, this oyer haponim is what's needed to give a person's sechel, a person's mind, his chachos. That's what's needed, and emuna is needed. Those two items. A renewed neshama. Now, the fact that we make a bracha every day, Baruch Ato Hashem, Hamachzir, Neshamois, Livgori Mesim, that Hashem gives back, returns the neshama to a dead corpse, talking about myself, each one of us. When we go to sleep, the person is a corpse. It's 1/60th of death. And sometimes you can yell at a person. Some people, you could yell at them when they're sleeping, they don't hear, because they're pretty dead, Rachmon Alitzlan. Dead, as I was in a dead sleep. This concept of neshama chadosha means a renewed neshama, a refreshed neshama. Yes, although sometimes... No, he's asking new neshama. Does it mean a different neshama, a completely unique, different neshama than what I had yesterday? The answer is not necessarily, although even that could be possible. We know the Arizal talks about that, about a person getting a new neshama or an additional piece added to the neshama, or sometimes a neshama switched, sometimes benefit, and to benefit the person, sometimes the opposite. But normally, generally, we're talking about a renewed, refreshed neshama, period. We said that it means that tzaddik shows the person a happy face, a hiskarvus. He shows him a friendly, warm face, happy, friendly, warm face, which is the opposite of showing the person a stern face or a face of disinterest or a face of anger. These are two avenues that Rabbi Nazal mentions so far of oyer haponim, two places from which we get oyer haponim. We've mentioned in the past in Torah Lamed, Sholosh Pam Bashono Yeroi Kol Zechurcho Es Pnei Hashem Alekecho B'Mokom Asher Yivchor, that the Beis HaMikdash is a place where a person receives this Torah upon him. Why? The Beis HaMikdash is a place of Torah and a place of tzaddikim. That's where the Lishkas of the Sanhedrin sat, which was the highest level of Torah that was studied, number one, and they represented the highest body gathering of tzaddikim, of Klal Yisrael. So naturally, that's why the Beis HaMikdash is called a center of Oyer Haponim. a Beis HaKnesses. We say in the morning, Matoivo Elecha Yaakov Mishnah Sech Yisrael, Vani Broiv Chazdecha Ovoi Veisecha, Eshtach Velehechel Gatshech Birasecha, Bior Panecha, what's the pasuk I'm thinking of? Hashem Ohafti Ma'oin Beisecha U'mikoy Mishkan Koidecha, Vani Eshtach Levechra. I'm thinking of something else. There are definitely psukim that emphasize that that's also the ponim of Hashem. That was to see the pnei Hashem. Tach vevechro, evrecho, lifnei Hashem oisi. Lifnei Hashem can mean before Hashem, and lifnei Hashem also means the ponim of Hashem. Chochma sodom toyer ponov, Rebbe Zal says in Likutim Rantevs, on the first turn of Likutim Ran, Chochma sodom toyer ponov means that the wisdom of a person shines on their face, and it also means toyer lifonov, lights away before him. So the Pnei Hashem could mean either one, in front of him or that. But there's also many other psukim, you know, that stress that. Okay. Now Rabbi Nezal says, Gam yesh kamo b'chinois b'sheina. There are several different forms of sheina. Ki yesh sheina shei b'chinas limud pashtei oraisa kefi advekus. There is one form of sleep, which is learning simple, learning the simpler levels of Torah, which is considered sleep, compared to dveikus, compared to super, super high level attachment to Hashem. V'yesh sheino sheu b'chinas masa umatan be'emuna. Another form of sleep is a person conducting business in a kosher way. Shehu gamkein pashtei oraisa. That also involves the lower levels of Torah. Halacha, basic halacha, conducting oneself according to the Shulchan Aruch. Kikishoy seik b'maso matan b'emuna, because when a person goes about doing business or earning a livelihood in an honest way, in a trustworthy way, azai hamoichin hainu nishmosoi bo letoich emuna, then the person's brain, which means that the person's neshama, enters into a level of emuna. Bebechinas chadoshim labkorim, this concept of being renewed and refreshed in every day. And the person's brain is nischadesh and nischazek from its tiredness. Again, we're talking about a person who spends 3-4 hours a day learning Torah deeply, and then they take a break. Let's say they get up in the morning and they're avodas Hashem, learning davening for 3-4 hours. Then they take a break to go out and work a couple hours, and they come back and return to that deep learning, that super high level learning. So for them, their going out to work is a rest from the intensity of the Avodas Hashem, the intense Torah, the intense Tefillah. V'zeh shomru chazal, this is what the Gemara says in Baba Basra, when the Gemara says, Horoitzel lahachkim yasoik b'dinei momonois. The literal translation is that a person who wants to become learned should study the laws of business. Rabbi Nezal says, Hainu, horoitzel lechadesh esichloi, hainu nishmosoi. A person who wants to be machkim means a person who wants to refresh his brain. He wants to renew his chachma or improve his chachma. Yasoik bedine momenois, hainu masomaten bemuna. It means he should go do business properly. That'll refresh his brain. That'll be a rest, in a sense, from the intensity of dveikus. That'll be a refresher for the brain. Because a person who goes about earning a living in a kosher way is certainly involved in the study of Dinei Momonos, certainly comes into contact with laws in the Torah pertaining to Dinei Momonos. Allowed to borrow, not allowed to borrow. Allowed to, when to pay? Do I have to pay today? Do I have time to pay 30 days? The job was done. When can I pay? All the different thousands of rules, you know, that come up related to earning a livelihood. Kikol dinei momonois shayach lomaso matan. Because all the laws of the Torah that pertain to momonois are all come into play when it comes to maso matan, when it comes to doing business or earning a livelihood. Ki I efsher lasik b'maso matan b'emuna kiim boki b'dinei momonois. It's impossible for a person to conduct themselves in business in a trustworthy way. Emuna means in a trustworthy way according to Hashem's standards of trustworthiness. Unless the person knows, has a very thorough knowledge of dinei momonos, shelo yikoshel bohem, that the person shouldn't make any mistakes in them. V'zeh bechinas hoiso ko'oni yoisoicher mimerchak tovi lachmo. Rabbi Nezal quotes this pasuk from Mishlei now, and shows how this is going to tie into what we're saying. Hoysa ka'onius soicher. The Torah was like a business, a ship going out to do business. Hainu al yedei masa umatan. Hainu al yedei pashtei oraisa. Through the concept of doing business, which we're referring to as pashtei oraisa, azai mi merchak tovi lachma. It brings its bread from distant places. Rabbi Nezal says, "Umamshich sechel chodosh me'or haponim." This is how a person brings a sechel chodosh, a new and refreshed sechel from the or haponim. Ki hasechel nikra rochik, because we know that sechel is called something that's far away, distant. Kama shekosuv omarti echgama v'hi rochika. As Shlomo HaMelech said, "I thought I was smart, but I see it's very far from me." So we see that chachma is called something that's very far. Mimerchak tovi lachma refers to chachma, getting new chachma. How do I renew the chachma? Through hoysa ko'oni o'socher. When I'm involved in being a socher in business, that time is a time when I refresh and renew the chachma, and I make it possible for myself to draw new chachma. That interruption that I take time out for my learning and my intense tefillah to do business, that gives me the opportunity to refresh and renew my neshama to be ready for the next round of learning with a whole new hischatzus.
What is the emphasis here on masa matan? Why isn't it just enough to walk around and cast your amunah Hashem, etc.?
Obviously, Rabbein is also, I can give you a number of reasons. Number one, the Gemara says that batola mevili de shiamum. They're most people aren't capable of that. Most people, if they'll have nothing to do, if their rest will consist of nothing, they can go nuts, or it can easily lead them to do treif things, negative things. So busy, the person has to be busy. But the question is, tell a person to be busy with Torah all day? Can't. His mind isn't developed enough to be able to concentrate for 15 hours straight or something like that. So therefore, what does he do? He's got to take breaks. He's got to rest. Now this rest, what form does it take on? Rabbi Nezal says you should know that the rest can come in several forms. One form is getting into a bed and sleeping. Another form of rest, which actually serves as a hischatzus for the brain and makes it possible to get a hischatzus for the neshama, is business, working, being involved in those items, which force the person to come into contact with Torah, but it's Pashtei Oraisa. It's the easier form of Torah, relative to what Rabbein is also referring to as the meat and potatoes, which is the high-intensity, deep learning, you know, etc., which every Jew is supposed to be involved in a couple hours a day, or, you know, as much as each one can. Now Rabbein is also says, Avol kishe'oda machnis sichloi. However, when a person does this, when a person redirects their brain and takes it out of the deep Torah and out of the Dveikus Hashem and brings it down to this level called Emuna, Hainu Pashtei Oraisa, of which an example that we gave was the simple part of the Torah. Hainu Masa Umatan, of which an example of doing that in action is conducting business. Bibichinas Chadoshim Labkorim, this Hischatzus in the morning. Azai Tzorech Lishmoer Ho Emuna Sheloyinku Mimeno Hachitzoinim. Rabbein Ezal wants us to know now that Emuna is a very endangered item. It's an item that's in a Mokoim Sakona. It's an item that the Klipos, the Tumah, is always looking to attack, and it's the item that they have the easiest access to. Of all levels of Kiddusha, Emuna is the lowest thing on the totem pole that they have easiest access to. So Rabbi Nezal says you should know that when you're going to try to take your Moyach, your Sechel, and bring it into Emuna for the purpose of being Mechadeshit, you got to be very careful to see to it, Sheloyinku Mimeno Hachitzainim, that the chitzonim, the klipois, should not draw from the emuna or from the sechel which is in this emuna. It's bathing in emuna now. Kihi shoychenes betoich hachitzonim. Because emuna resides among the klipois. That's this lowest level of kedusha, which is actually the closest thing that the kedusha, that's the place where kedusha and tuma meet, in a sense. That's the closest thing to tuma. Bechinas zois Yerushalayim samtio betoich hagoyim usvivoiseho arotzois. The pasuk says, "This is Yerushalayim. I've put it among the goyim. Betoich ha-goyim means in middle of the goyim. This little Eretz Yisrael is surrounded on all sides by goyim, by klipois, by tumah. Usvivoiseho arotzois. So Yerushalayim itself is surrounded by enemy nations. All the Arab neighborhoods and the Arab kfarim and everything like that surrounding it. And then the whole thing is surrounded by arotzois. Again, arotzois of enemy territory. And the Yam. The Yerushalayim hu bechinas emuna. And we said before that Yerushalayim represents emuna. Kamoi shekosuv kirya ne'emona. Yerushalayim is called the city of emuna. The hu bechinas laila. Emuna is a concept of nighttime. Kamoi shekosuv ve'emunascha baleilos. The hu pashtei raisa. That corresponds to the simple level of Torah, which also represents nighttime. As the Gemara says, "Bamachshakim hoishivani." When Moshe Rabbeinu said, "At nighttime I was restored," and the Gemara says, "That's when he learned Gemara. That was his refresh. That was his sleep." V'lachoyshech korolayla, and darkness is called nighttime also. V'hu bechinas hamoyer hakoton, and that represents the smaller lantern, the baby lantern. K'may shekosov es hamoyer hakoton lememsheles halayla, that the moyer hakoton is the one which handles the nighttime. So therefore, this emuna is just like the Gemara talks about being careful at night. That night is a time of danger. Night is a time of bandits. Night is a time when you can fall more easily. When the darkness is there, it's much easier to get messed up. And again, when a person goes out into that business world, that parnasa world, even though it's masomaten be'emuna, not even though, because it's masomaten be'emuna, it's surrounded by klipois, by tumois. That's when the Jew has to meet the non-Jew, or the Jew has to meet the Jew that's not involved in religion, it's not connected to Torah, or that's when the Jew comes into conflict with stealing, with all the different possibilities of averos, criminal acts, which they don't come into contact as easily in the Beis Medrash, when they're sitting on a Gemara, you know, when they're sitting and learning. Therefore, Rabbein Azal says that when you're putting the moyach into this emunah, danger. Danger, because the emuna is betoy chagoyim, it's among the klipois. And they want to draw from it, and they want to draw more than they're supposed to, so there's tremendous danger. Therefore, Rabbein Azal says, how do you protect it? V'tzorech lahamshich bechinas chashmal, me'oilam habino lahalbish es hamalchus haino emuna shelo yinku mimeno ho'akum varot l'shesivoy seho. The person has to see to it to draw chashmal, which is a protective light, which comes from the place called Olam Habina. Emuna is Malchus. This chashmal comes from way upstairs, 8 levels up, in the level called Bina. And that chashmal clothes the Malchus and protects it from being harmed, from being taken advantage of, or harmed in any way by the klipos, by the tumah. Now Rabbein Azal says, give this to me in English. This is Braille. How do we understand this in English? Rabbein Azal says, "Ukishodom oisek b'maso maton kol kach be'emuna kemoi Rav Safra." When a Jew is zoiche to conduct themselves in business in parnosa, like with a degree of honesty that Rav Safra conducted himself, umekayem v'doiver emes bilvavoi, where the person's honesty isn't on their lips just, where the person says, you know, when the person says they're going to do something, they keep their word. Not only that, but v'doyver emes, because the lips is malchus, pe is malchus. The person's emuna is not just where their mouth is, but the emuna's, the trustworthiness is even in what's inside their heart. As the Gemara says, I believe Rav Safra is the one who the Gemara tells the story. This story with Rav Safra is brought in the Gemara in Makkos, Daf Chov Dalet Amud Aleph, in Rashi, because the Gemara simply quotes a pasuk in Tehillim where it says, "V'doiver emes bilvavoi," a person who's honest, even in their heart. The Gemara says, "Kegoyin Rav Safra," that's like Rav Safra. So Rashi HaKodesh says, "B'shiltis the Rav Achoy," this story is brought in the Shiltis of Rav Achoy, a type of Medrash-like. And this was the story. He had a certain item to sell, and somebody came to him while he was in the middle of reading the Shema. And the person said to him, "Give me this item for $100, for a certain amount of money." And Rav Safra didn't answer him because Rav Safra was in the middle of Kriya Shema. So the person figured, he doesn't want to give it to me for $100, I'll offer him more. Give it to me for $200. by the time he finished Kriya, and the person kept upping the price more and more because the person obviously needed it desperately. By the time he finished Kriya Shema, it was up to a very high price. And Rav Safra said, take it for the first price that you offered, because at the time that you said offer that first price, in my heart, I was prepared to accept it. That's what I go by. The Gemara says, that's called honesty. Honesty isn't just when a person says, I'll give this to you for this amount, and they keep their word, no matter what happens. Honesty is even if I didn't say anything. I didn't say a word out of my mouth, but in my heart, I intended to do something, even that I keep up. So now Rabbi Nizal says, when a yid is zoche to that level of emes, where the person's mekayim v'dover emes bilvovoi, zu habechino nase chashmal. That's this chashmal, that's how a person draws this light of chashmal, hainu malbush. The Sifrei Kabbalah explained that chashmal is a cloak, because the word chashmal is bigimatria, malbush. Soviv ho emuna, this dresses the emuna, it clothes the emuna and protects it. Va'azai imo misakchis al benoho, and then the mother hovers over her children, Sheloyinku mimeno, so that the klipois should not be able to draw from the emuna, from the malchus, from the lower levels of kedusha. Vehi aim labino tikra, and we know that bina is called the mother, ubina liba, and we know that bina is also called the heart. It corresponds to the heart of a person. As the pasuk says, ulevavoy yovin, ulevavoy yovin, that bina is in the heart. Now Rabbi Nizal says, that Jew who zeichet to this level of emes, where even in their own heart this emes, then their bina is functioning, their bina is turned on, their chashmal is turned on. Azai ima misakches al b'roha, then this mother covers up and hovers over and clothes her children, the malchus. Shehalev oise chashmal, the heart produces this chashmal, hainu malbush soviv hoemunas, around the emuna, shelo yinku mimeno hachitzoinim, so that the chitzoinim, the klipois, should not be able to draw from it. So here Rabbi Nizal gave us one example, how when a person goes out to do business, to earn parnasa, that's a time that the moichin are being nischadesh in the emuna. But the emuna is a delicate item, emuna is a vulnerable item, it's dangerous. How does a person fortify the emuna to give it the strength that it shouldn't be damaged at all by coming into contact with the klipos mechitzoinim? The answer is, the person has to be masaking their lave. The person has to draw a level of emes, where the emes is not just put your money where your mouth is, but the emes is even inside the heart. Even when I didn't say anything, when a person is zochet that madrega of emes, that emes puts this protective coating of chashmal around their emuna, around their business, around their conduct of business, to protect it from any harm by being damaged in any way by the klipos.
Just want to make sure I understand this, because it sounds like you're saying, you know, if you go out and do masamat the emuna, and we're saying that the way to protect this emuna is, in a sense, like to have a
certain high level of emes. The word emuna, number one, has several interpretations. A person could say, I do masamat memuna, I believe that everything comes from Hashem, number one, but that doesn't mean that if I tell somebody I'm going to do something, because I believe that Hashem is perfect, everything comes from Hashem. But as far as my keeping my word, that's another story. As far as my keeping my commitment, you know, if I said I'm going to finish so much in such and such time, if I do it a little slower, if it takes 2 days, not such a big deal.
Emes?
Yes.
So isn't the halacha by necessity requires it to be emes? Otherwise, what's the halacha?
No, no. Question. Halacha. If a person offers me $1,000 for an item, and in my mind I say, that's a great price, and I hope he'll give me it. And then there's some kind of an interruption. The guy says, you know what, I'll even give you $1,200. Give me it right now. If I accept a $1,200, I didn't break a halacha. This is called like an extra credit. This is called... It's this extra... Exactly. Why is what wrong? It's not wrong. But a person who does that does not have this chashmal protecting their emunah. that person has a certain madrega of emuna and a certain madrega of emes, but not enough that when the right situation comes up, they won't get damaged by the klipos, by the chitzonim, by the goyim, by whatever form the sotan will take that'll topple them. Whereas if a person goes that extra level gives the person this protective coating to protect him that his emuna can't be damaged. And this is one example of it. We're going to see in Likutei Halachos, how does this apply to going to sleep? What does a person do when they go to sleep? Sleep is also a dangerous time when a person could commit sins in their sleep, Rachmona Litzlon, and other things. Where's the chashmal there? And Rav Nosenzal will tell us that that has to do with the vidui dvorim before going to sleep. That whole process of achieving the highest level of emes, umoide al hoemes, a person admitting verbally that I did this thing wrong, I spoke the way I shouldn't have today to somebody, and admitting that high degree of emes that a person achieves in the vidui dvorim by kriya shma lamita, kriya shma is emuna. But take the emuna alone isn't enough. Attaching to the kriya shma a vidui dvorim, that's what gives it this chashmal, this extra protective coating to protect the person, you know, and to clean a person, etc., etc. That's another example of it. Now Rabbi Nizal says, "V'zeh shamru chazal." This is what the Gemara says in Baba Basra: "Haroitze sheyasoik bedinei momanois yishamesh es shimoin benanes." The Gemara says a person who wants to learn dinei momanois well should go serve Rabbi Shimon Benanes. Serve this rabbi because he was an expert in Dinei Momonos. Now Rabbi Nizal explains, this means, Hainu haroitze lasik b'maso matan b'emuna, person who wants to be oisek in doing business in the most kosher way, in the most proper way, Hainu pashteyoi raiso hanikro choshech, of which an example of that is the study of pashteyoi raiso, which is called darkness, this limud of choshech, v'nikra emuna, and it's also called emuna, k'may shekosev emunos chabaleilois, azay tzorech lahamshich chashmal mehalev. The person must see to it to draw this chashmal that comes from the heart, hainu sheyikayim v'doiver emes bilvovoi, which means he should even be honest inside his heart. That's what the Gemara used to describe Rav Safra, that he's the example of v'doiver emes bilvovoi, that even when in his heart he decided to accept that price, to him that was good enough, couldn't go back on it. V'hachashmal hazeh hu malbish es hamoyer hakoton. This chashmal clothes this moyer hakoton, haino es emuna, which is the emuna, bibichinas imo mesakches al benoho. As the Zohar Kodesh uses this terminology, that the mother covers her child as a sukkah covering over a person. V'zehu yishamesh es Shimon Benanis. He should serve Rabbi Shimon Benanis. Why is his name Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Nizal says, ki shmiyo talya baliba. Because the Zohar Kodesh says that the ability to hear is dependent on the heart. When we say, are you listening to me? It means, is your heart open to accept my words? It doesn't mean just the physical ears. Just because somebody heard what I said doesn't mean they listened to me. The true shmiya is toloi balev. Ki chashmal lev gimatria shma. Rabbi Nizal says these two words, chashmal and lev, is bigimatria, the root of the word to hear, shin mem ayin. The Pasuk says, Hashem, may you give your servant a heart that will listen. So we see that Rabbi Shimon symbolizes this concept of chashma lev. Horoitze lilmoy dinei momenois yishamesh Rabbi Shimon benanis, which means they must take this protective shmiya. Ubenanis, why benanis? Rabbi Nizal says, ubenanis hibechinas emuna. The term benanis represents emuna. Hibechinas ben, because emuna is a concept of ben, a son, benoho, imo de mesakres al benoho refers to the malchus also, they're also included, because bonois are also called bonim. Sometimes when we say bonim, Hashem should bless you with bonim, it means daughters also. Ubechinas nanes hainu moir hakoton. And the word nanes in Hebrew means a midget. A midget represents the moir hakoton, the small light, the moon, this moir hakoton which represents emuna. Emuna is called a nanes. A midget compared to chachma, compared to the light of the sun, the light of the moon is called nanes. So therefore the Gemara says, haroitze A person who wants to conduct a dinei mamonos properly has to know they need two things. They need emuna, masomaten be'emuna, and they need this oyer hachashmal, this shmir, which is this chashmal leiv, which will protect the emuna from all the elements that could do it harm. Another piece of the puzzle. Mitzvah Hashem, next shir, we'll cover hopefully the final piece. And then, again, with the Likutei Halachos, we'll see it more come to tachlis. Baruch Hashem.